push for answers from Saudi Arabia.
Sanctions are being discussed in Washington.
Tributes for a tech pioneer.
Helping Microsoft get to the place of prominence of the computing world.
How much is that drug?
New ads would have to show prices.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia meeting with members of the country's royal family. They had been targets of criticism from a journalist who's been missing for 2 weeks. The State Department says he expressed U.S. concern over the disappearance. Foreign correspondent Holly Williams says the contributor to the Washington Post was last seen heading into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul.
Sources tell CBS News that Saudi leaders are preparing to admit to the accidental killing of Jamal Khashoggi, despite denying that they had harmed him or even knew of his whereabouts after his disappearance. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said today that investigators are looking into toxic materials here at the Saudi consulate and will also be given access to the Saudi Consul General's residence.
I'm Stephen Portnoy, live at the White House. President Trump spoke yesterday with the Saudi king. The president suggested that over the course of their conversation, King Salman floated an alternative theory of Khashoggi's disappearance.
It sounded to me like maybe these could have been rogue killers. Who knows?
The evolving explanations in the wake of the kingdom's past denials of any involvement raise new and troubling questions. CBS News national security consultant Fran Townsend.
If you say you authorized, even if it's not the king, right, and the king was not part of this, if the crown prince authorized the interrogation and potential snatch, you then look at who are these people who are on this 15-man team, one of whom are alleged to have been a forensics autopsy expert. And that's a problem. What was he doing there?
Turkish officials allege that autopsy expert traveled to Istanbul with a bone saw. Steve?
Well, President Trump got a look at some of the hurricane damage in the Florida panhandle. CBS's Omar Villafranca on the scramble to help people who lost so much.
The relief effort now involves more than 4,000 National Guardsmen and 17,000 utility workers. But recovery is slow.
Worst game of the hurricane.
In Panama City, people lined up for gas yesterday. But what they're running out of is patience.
People are sleeping in their cars. I'm sleeping in my car with four kids, two adults. We ain't got nowhere to go.
Power situation is still not great. There's roughly about 125,000 people in Florida who still do not have any power. Here locally in Mexico Beach, I talked to the mayor, and he told me he does not expect to have power, maybe even water, for at least 2 months.
Well, Paul Allen is being hailed as one of the world's great innovators. The Microsoft co-founder has died of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma at 65. Bill Gates says he's heartbroken over the loss of one of his dearest friends. CNET's Ian Schur.
He actually came up with the name Microsoft, a company that made software for small computers.
Bill Hilf is CEO at Vulcan, one of Allen's more recent ventures.
I've never met anyone in my life who wanted to do so much good in the world in such a big way.
Allen funneled his Microsoft fortune into conservation efforts, space, the arts, and pro sports. He bought the NBA's Portland Trail Blazers when he was 35, and he owned the NFL's Seattle Seahawks. The wonders of modern medicine can be seen in ubiquitous drug ads on TV. They tout the good and rattle off the possible side effects. Now the government proposes drug makers also reveal the list price, too. Live to CBS's Vicky Barker.
If your racing thoughts keep you awake.
If the Trump administration has its way, this ad for Lunesta sleeping pills will also include the price tag. Industry leaders like Steve Ubel prefer their plan to list pricing options on dedicated websites.
We're concerned that if you just have the list price in isolation in the ad, it may deter patients from seeking needed care.
Of course, the proposed policy would only help people decide about elective medication. Those with chronic conditions still have to pay whatever the companies want to charge. Steve.
The FBI is now on the case of a missing teenager. 13-year-old Jamie Kloss's parents were found dead in the family home in Barron, Wisconsin, and police believe she may have been kidnapped at gunpoint. Neighbors are rattled by the string of events.
Scary. And you don't know what to expect anymore, no matter where you're at.
We all have kids. You know, we hope they find her.
And police don't believe the girl is a suspect in the killing of her parents. The attorney for Stormy Daniels vows to appeal a federal judge's ruling that dismissed her defamation suit against President Trump. The judge said the president engaged in hyperbole when he tweeted doubt about a composite sketch of a man she says threatened her in 2011. The court said his statement was protected by the First Amendment. The midterm elections are 3 weeks away. CBS Evening News anchor Jeff Glore takes us to Missouri, where a Senate race pitting the incumbent Democrat against a Republican challenger is too close to call.
It's nasty, it's dirty, it's unfair, but you know what? It's worth it.
That is the sound of Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill fighting for her political life. She is a 65-year-old two-term Democrat in a state the president won in 2016 by nearly 20 points.
How does Claire McCaskill get things done for Missouri?
McCaskill did vote nearly half the time in support of President Trump's agenda. She hasn't kept it secret.
I try to figure out each nomination and each policy position.
This election is about saving our country.
McCaskill's opponent, Josh Hawley, says she hasn't voted with the president on anything that matters.
Senator McCaskill and her Democrat allies have a radical left-wing agenda.
He's a conservative who has hooked himself to the president, and he hopes to the voters who put him in the White House.
They did that because he said he would go out and fight for our values and the things we believe in. I think he's doing that.
McCaskill leads among women. Hawley is ahead among men.
Well, it's a day lottery ticket machines are busy. The fourth largest jackpot in U.S. history will be on the line in the Mega Millions game tonight. $654 million. That's not all. $345 million is the jackpot for tomorrow night's Powerball game. As we consider the possible impact of climate change, consider this sobering report from CBS's Matt Piper.
Are you a fan of a nice cold brewski? Well, you can add it to a growing list that global warming will make more scarce and more costly. Scientists say droughts and heat waves will hurt production of barley, which is a key beer ingredient. Losses of barley yield can be as much as 17%, which could make beer prices double. In countries like Ireland, where the cost of beer is already high, prices could triple.
Add gold medalist Allie Raisman to the list of critics of the new interim head of USA Gymnastics. She tweets, Mary Bono's law firm knew about abuse allegations against Larry Nassar as far back as 2015. Bono, a former Republican congresswoman, has not commented. She drew fire over the weekend from Raisman teammate Simone Biles for being critical of Nike. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.